Our series, everyone know what our series is called?
Identity.
Identity, and we're in week number 3 of 8-week series. I just want to encourage you guys, I think last week had 2 books. One is the book, which is the Bible, right? And you read from that, you get from that. And the second book is just a notebook. Let's put the Bible on one map, put a notebook on the other. One you receive from, the Bible you receive from, the notebook you write into. You get from one, you give to one. And this is my notebook that I used to have, just to show you that, you know. And now I've got all these sermons that I can look back to from 2003. Wow, how old were you guys back then? Anyway, you know, I have a notebook. Mine's got a little bear on it. I didn't buy it. I found it. Okay, anyway. Have 2 books, right? Have a Bible, have a notebook. All right, we're going through the identity series. We're going to read the passage in a second, but before I do, I just want to recap what we've talked about. In the first week was called If I Am in Christ. And basically, it was the idea that you are either in Adam or you're in Christ. And I said, we're all born by default in Adam, in sin, in death. If you have faith in Jesus, though, you are in Christ. And I said, all the promises of your identity come if you are in Christ. Right? Everything I'm talking about for the next 5-6 weeks only apply to you if you're in Christ. Okay? So everything I say, if you want to receive it, if you want to have this identity, you need to know Jesus. The second week I said, if I'm in Christ, I am new. Right? You're new. And I talked about Saul. He became Paul. And I said, you guys might carry nicknames, you might be Angry Andrew or whatever, whatever. But if you're in Christ, you're no longer who you used to be. Right? Jesus changes you. He gets rid of your sin. He gets rid of your anger problems, your depression problems, all of that stuff. Jesus changes. And this week, the third week, we're talking about blessings, right? If I am in Christ, I am blessed. So let's open our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. And Ephesians chapter 1 is our passage for this whole series. If you don't have a Bible, you're going to look on the screen or turn to the person next to you. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. And I'll read it out and then we're going to pray. Chad's going to pray for us and then we're going to begin the sermon. All right, let's follow along. Verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to God's holy people in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. I want to read verse 3 one more time. Praise be to God, which means bless God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Christ. Do you want to keep your Bibles open? We're going to pray and we're going to go to the sermon. Let's pray.
Dear Lord, we praise you for allowing us to be fortunate enough to gather in this church. Allow all these congregated here today be blessed and use this offering to expand your ever-growing community of believers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Chad. Let me ask you a question, PG1. Would you say that you are blessed? Would you say that you're blessed? You look in the mirror, you look at yourself in the morning, you go, hey, you're blessed. Right? Do you say, think about yourself as someone who is blessed? Yeah, no, maybe, sometimes. Now, I want you to think about who you would say is blessed. Do you have a friend that you say is blessed? What makes them blessed? I don't know about you, but when I think back to high school, you know, it'd be like the guys who were rich. Like, they always had something new. They had a new phone, new car, new house, new clothes. They never wore the same stuff twice. You go to their house, and their room is bigger than your whole house. And you're like, whoa, is this your room? And they're like, yeah, this is my first room. I've got 2 other ones. This is where I sleep. The other one's where I study. The other one is just to collect all of my toys, because that's how many toys I have. And you're like, wow, you are blessed. Right? That's what we think. You're blessed by God. You're blessed by something. You're blessed. That's what we think, right? If you're rich or you have stuff. Or maybe it's if you're smart. But you have that friend that comes to school, you got an exam, and you've stayed up all night, and you're like yawning because you had like 2 hours sleep because you're cranny, and your friend had like 10 hours sleep because they didn't have to study. You have that friend, and they're like, oh, happy, they're awake. Actually, you got two friends who didn't study. One, they didn't study because they're going to fail. But I'm talking about the other one. They didn't study, and they come out of the exam, and they get 120%. Right? And they're like, they're so smart, they don't have to study. And you look at that friend and you're like, hey man, you're blessed. You're blessed by God. You're so smart. Or maybe someone who's got the parents who don't make them do this, don't care about this, don't criticize about this, and the parents let them do whatever they want, and you say, hey man, you're blessed by God. Or the girl, that way God made her, you think that he spent extra time making sure she looked like an angel. Or the guy whose body is like Hugh Jackman from Wolverine. Have you guys seen that? And all they eat is Maccas and ice cream. It doesn't matter. They just look wonderful. And you're like, oh, you're blessed. Or, girl, you're blessed. That's what we think, right, when we say blessings. We think when we say blessings, something earthly. Something material. Something temporary that I have that makes my life better. That's what we think of blessing. Something earthly, material, temporary that I have that makes my life better. Is this what a blessing really looks like? When I said you're blessed if you're in Christ, is that what I mean? When the Bible talks about blessing, is that the kind of blessing it talks about? We're all blessed if we believe in Jesus. But I want to tell you, the blessings of God, they're a bit different. So we're going to read Ephesians 1, verse 3. Praise be to God, or that word is basically, bless God. It's the same word he uses three times in this verse. Bless God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, so we're blessed, in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. So in Christ, if I am in Christ, I'm blessed. But the kind of blessings we get, it says here, are in the heavenly realms as opposed to earthly, spiritual blessings as opposed to physical blessings. Right, so I want to ask you a question. Who wrote this letter? I asked you in the first week. Who wrote this letter?
Paul.
Paul wrote this letter. And he's saying, hey, church, you're blessed. I'm blessed. We're blessed in Christ. So Paul's a person who thinks he's blessed. Paul's a person who thinks you're blessed. The church is blessed. But let me ask you a question. You might know and you might not. Do you know where Paul is when he wrote this letter? That's where he's normally, where he writes his letters. He's in jail. So Paul's not in a comfortable bed, in his onesie with a hot chocolate, and he's like, oh, life's good. You're blessed. I'm blessed. He didn't just come home from a party that he had with his friends and he ate, you know, one lump sum and he's all full and he's happy and he's like, oh, life's good, you're blessed. Paul is in jail, cold, lonely, dark, by himself, hungry, he's getting stale bread and dirty water. He hasn't had a shower for I don't know how long, and he's writing a letter, and in his letter he says, you're blessed. I want you to think about that. If you're sitting in jail right now, alone, cold, dark, hungry, and you were write a letter to your friends or your family, what would you write? I know what I'd write. I'd be like, man, life sucks. You know, it's cold. It's hungry. I miss this. I want to eat this. I want my phone back. I want to check Facebook. You know, I miss my parents. I want the warmth of my bed. But probably the last thing that you would write, the last thing that you would say is, I'm blessed. You're blessed. Because everything around you looks like it's not the case. And so from this we can understand that the blessings of God are not the same blessings that we think of. Because when we think of blessings, we think warmth, comfort, friends around me, not in jail, good food. But Paul has none of that and he's able to say, you're blessed. I'm blessed. The blessings of God are different. They're greater, they're better. than being rich, being comfortable, being well fed, and all of that stuff. Paul is in jail, and he says, you're blessed. The blessings of God are the blessings that we're able to enjoy when I'm rich or when I'm poor. But that's why they're better. It's not about being rich. I can enjoy the blessings whether I'm rich or whether I'm poor, whether I'm full or whether I'm starving. If I'm in a mansion or if I'm in a jail, the blessings of God are always with me. And I'm going to talk about what they are in a second. But you've got to understand that the blessings of God, they're higher, they're better, they're with me all the time, no matter what happens in my life. I just want to say one clarification. There are churches around that say, if you love God, you will be blessed physically. Right? There are churches that say, if you love God, He will make you rich. He'll take care of you. Nothing bad will ever happen to you. Your life will be good on earth. And that's not what the Bible says. This is called prosperity gospel, and we're against it. It's not biblical. The Bible doesn't say that, and we see that in Paul. He's in jail. We see that in Peter. He dies upside down, crucified. We see that in John the Baptist. His head gets cut off. We see that in Jesus. He never had a place to live. Sometimes he just slept on the streets, and he died on a cross as well. And so we've got to look in the Bible, and we see that the blessings of God aren't on earth. I believe that God will bless you with health, with wealth, but not on earth. We get that in heaven. Right? I believe in prosperity, but it doesn't come here. God will bless you in heaven. God will give you treasures in heaven. You will never be sick in heaven. On earth, I don't know. Right? God might bless you on earth, but that's not promised. What is promised is the heavenly blessings. So I'm going to talk about some of the blessings we get from God. In Christ. Right, if I have faith in Christ, if I'm a believer in Christ, this is what happens. I no longer get punished for my sins. I deserve to be punished. I deserve to die every time I sin. We don't get punished. We go to heaven. Right, a place where there's no sin, nothing bad. And not only that, we go to live in heaven forever. So we get eternal life in heaven. I will get a new perfect body when I die and go to heaven. Right, so hopefully I won't have my gut. And some of you guys, if you have a physical illness, it'll go away in heaven. God is real. He is with you. He is for you. And by the Holy Spirit, He lives in you now. God is getting rid of your sin in your life. He's helping you with your anger problems, with your depression problems, with your eating problems, all of that. God is helping you. These are the promises that we get in Christ. All of these things are promised for sure. Even when the world is falling apart, even when I'm in jail, these promises are for sure. And so you've got to understand, a lot of this sounds like future stuff, right? I go to heaven in the future. Right? I get a perfect body in the future, right? I die in the future, right? It all sounds like it doesn't have anything to do with you now. But what I want you to understand is this. When you know your future blessings, it affects your present stressings or your problems, right? When I know the truth of what's happening in the future, it helps you today, right? The blessings of God help you today. And let me explain it like this. We're in a car, and it's like the worst car in the world. You know, the one I talked about, do you remember? One of those old, disgusting, it's like, and it stinks, it smells, it's dying, and the windows don't even open, and this car sucks. It's like the worst car in the world. But we're heading toward a really nice, clean, big mansion, and there is awesome stuff waiting for you there. And that's what it's like with the blessings of God. This earth might be like a crummy car that's dying, and maybe life on earth might not be good. But as long as I remember, if I hold on, waiting for me is treasure. Waiting for me is blessing. Waiting for me is health. Waiting for me is God. Waiting for me is eternal life. This car ride won't seem so bad. You know what I mean? But some of us, we're in a car, we're like, oh, this car sucks and life sucks and blah, 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 blah. You just need to remember the truth. In the future, there is blessing. And that will affect me today. That gives me hope today. That gives me joy today. When I know the truth of the future, it'll change how I feel today. So Paul's in jail, but he says, I'm blessed. And the reason why he can say that is that even though he feels alone, he knows, I'm never alone. God is with me. He's with me now in this cold jail. Even though he feels like life is out of control, he knows God is always in control. God is real. So I have hope that he will take care of me. Even though he feels like he has nothing, he has no money, he knows waiting in heaven is blessings, treasure. And so he can say, I'm rich, even though he has nothing, like, because he knows it's promised to him in the future. Even though he feels hopeless and weak, he knows God is his hope and God is his strength. Even though he feels like his time on earth is short and he might die soon, he feels blessed. Because he knows even if he dies, he's going to heaven and he'll live forever. Right? The future blessings affects my present stressings. And so if you know the truth of what the Bible says about you, it will change how you live today. PG1, do you say that you're blessed? When you look at yourself and your life and your situation, do you say that you're blessed? If you remember the truth of God, you can say, I'm blessed. Even when family's not okay. Even when family's poor. Even when friends are struggling. Even when life seems to fall apart. When you remember what God has promised you, you can say, I have hope, I have joy. I'm never alone, I'm blessed. Do you say you're alone? You're blessed. You're never alone. Friends may abandon you, people may give up on you, but God is always with you. Right? You're blessed. When you're alone, you can say, I'm blessed, because God's with you. Do you say your life is falling apart? You're in a difficult situation? You've got to say, no, I am blessed because God has promised me in Romans 8:28, right? He works for the good of those who love him. So I know that God is in control. He's working in this difficult situation for some sort of good. He's going to teach me something. He's going to make me stronger, grow my faith, grow my patience, something. But God is doing good in my life, even when it's falling apart. I have hope, I have joy, I am blessed. For those in Christ, you've got to understand this. For us in Christ, this is the closest we get to hell. Right? For us in Christ, earth is the closest we get to hell. So we go to heaven after. For those not in Christ, this is the closest we get to heaven. Because after this life, we go to hell. And so for us in Christ, this earth might be a struggle sometimes, but I know there's good waiting for me no matter what happens. I know that even if I were to die, there's good waiting for me. But if you're not in Christ, unfortunately, the Bible says this life will be the best that you have, and afterwards, you get to a worse place. And to change that, you need to get to know Jesus. Do you say that you're sick, you're dying, and so life sucks, or someone is sick and they're dying, and so life sucks? You say, no, I am blessed, because in Christ, I will live forever. I am promised health, not necessarily here on earth, but I know for sure in heaven. And I'll never die. I'll never be sick. There'll be no more pain. There'll be no more tears in heaven. We'll have perfected bodies. And I don't even know what that's going to really look like. But I hope I'm a little taller than you have my God. We have all have 20/20 vision or something. I don't know. But when we get to heaven, we'll get that. The greatest blessing we receive on earth, of course, is God. Right? If you are in Christ, you have God. And when you know you have God, everything that seems bad is okay. Right? Even Paul in jail by himself, hungry, says, I'm blessed. And you're blessed if we have this. So PG1, I want to encourage you to have an attitude of gratitude. It's something that I'm trying to do, develop an attitude of gratitude. And so what I've started to do, like I journal, so I write my QTs up on my computer. But what I've started to do is just thank God for the things that he's given in my life. Because a lot of times I don't thank God. God gives me so much good stuff, and I don't stop and say, wow, God, thank you for this. There's always stuff to thank God about. You know, this passage in Ephesians 1:3, it says, bless God who's blessed us. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to bless God who's blessed us. And so when you pray, when you sit in your room, bless God, thank Him. And so I sit down and I just say, thank you, God. Or I pray, thank you, God. And I just start naming stuff randomly. I thank you. If I have a fight with my wife, I'm like, thank you, God, for my wife. Or I had a fight with her. And I'm going to say, thank you, that. All the other times, that she's been so nice and kind to me. And thank you that she even wanted to marry someone like me. And thank you, God, that you brought us together. And thank you, God, that even through this argument, you're teaching me to be more patient. You're teaching her to be more patient, and you're growing us. And after you pray that prayer, you start being really thankful. You know, my car broke down a couple of weeks ago, and I could have been like, oh, man, my car sucks, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, thank you, God, that all the other days that I drove this car, it never broke down. Thank you, God, that I've got a neighbor who I can just call over and we can try to fix this car really quickly. I thank you, God, that it broke down now at home and not while I was driving and I didn't get in a crash. But there's always reasons to thank God. Right? Your family, thank you, God, for my mom and dad who loves me and they work hard for me. Right? When you guys have a fight with your parents, you want to like get angry at them. But you thank God that they worked hard for you. Thank you, God, that even though I didn't get the present that I wanted, they got me one anyway. And they don't need to get you a present, but they love you. Thank you, God, that I have a home to live in, a bed to sleep in, a room to play in. Thank you, God, that even if my parents aren't here on earth, that you, God, are my father, and that here in church I have a family. Right, when you guys go to school, you guys are studying. You guys ever thank God for school and studying? Thank you, God, that I can even study because people around the world can't afford to study. They can't afford to have a school in their village and they have to work from a really young age. Thank you, God, that I'm not yet in year 12. So even if I'm failing, I have lots of time to prepare. Right? Thank you, God, my parents want to send me to tutoring. I know you guys think it's a curse, but thank you that they love me enough to spend money on me to send me to tutoring or to sports or to piano lessons because they actually care about me. Thank you, God, I have friends who I can ask for help when I don't know the answer. And thank you, God, that you have a plan for me, that if I study well now, that you will show me what you want me to do in my future, that I can live my life for you. I'm not studying for no reason. I have a reason, and you're going to tell me that. Right? Thank you for my friends. There's always reasons to thank God. And so what I've been trying to do every day is stop every day and thank God for stuff that I normally would just live and not thank God for. How can you develop an attitude of gratitude? How can you thank God for what He's done in your life? So PG1, I want you to close your eyes, and we're going to pray. And as we pray, we're going to thank God for the blessings He's given to us in our lives. You know, a lot of times what we want is comfort, things to go well. I want to have this new thing or be rich. And unfortunately, God hasn't promised that. He may help your family in the financial situation. Or He may just be wanting to teach them faith and to hold on to Him and to pray harder. God may want to bring health to someone who's sick in your family now, but He might not. But what we do know is that when your family is sick, that if they know Jesus, that they do have eternal health, and that's what happens. And there are no goodbyes for us in Christ. See you later. So what can you thank God for in your life that you don't normally thank Him for? What can you thank Him for in terms of the spiritual blessings I talked to you about? And what can you thank Him for stuff in your life today that we normally just skip over and don't bless His name for what He's blessed us for? So I want us to pray, and I want you to pray. I know a lot of times when we say let's pray, you guys bow your heads and you start to think about something else. But I want you to engage. This is your prayer to God. God, it doesn't have to be complicated. God, I thank you for this in my life, in my family, in my friends. And just try it. Just try thanking Him. Because God gives you good things. Everything good in our lives is from God. If you're not in Christ and you don't know Jesus here today, that's where you want to begin, after service. If you want to get to know more about Jesus, if you want to live a blessed life, a life that is new, go talk to your teacher, come talk to me, how you can put your faith in Jesus Christ. But right now, we're going to come and thank God. So let's pray. Teacher, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for being a good God in our lives, that you give us every good gift. Father, I thank you for every teacher here at PG1 that is volunteering, that they don't need to be here, they don't need to come. But Father, that they are here, and that we bless your name, that you bless PG1 with these teachers. Heavenly Father, I thank you for my family and my wife, who are so awesome, so loving and patient. Thank you for my family and all growing up. Father, thank you that every decision that they have made was out of love. Father, thank you for all that you have sacrificed. Heavenly Father, I thank you that we have good weather, that we don't have to endure the cold. Thank you, God, that you are helping me to study and helping me to learn from what is to come. Lord, I thank you for everything that you have. And as we thank God, I just want to invite us to stand on our feet, and we're going to sing a song of praise. And you know, as we praise God, that's a part of why we sing to Him. We're thanking Him. So we're going to all stand up, we're going to sing Blessed Be Your Name. And we're going to bless His name for every blessing He's given to us in our lives. Amazing things. Things that last forever. That you're a God who loves us so much that you would bless us in a place in heaven that will last forever. Bless us with treasures, eternal life, health, good friends. Bless us with no more judgment and condemnation, that we don't ever have to be afraid in front of you. That you forgive us of our sins, that you call us into this new family where you are our Father, and that we have brothers and sisters in God. And God, we thank you for everyday stuff that so often we forget. Our parents, our friends, our computers, our phones, our clothes, our food. God, we have so much to thank you for. And God, I pray that as we go to school, home, back to the world this week, that you would help us as PG1 to be people that will bless your name. Because you truly have blessed us so much. We thank you, God. We love you. We pray this in Jesus' name.